Kim Kardashian is due to testify in a Paris court later today as a witness in a high-profile trial that sees 10 suspects accused of robbing her at gunpoint of millions of euro in jewellery and diamonds. It was in 2016. Today she'll face the men she claims terrorised her. Elaine Cobb, CBS News correspondent, joins me from Paris. I suppose, Elaine, the term media circus could really have been designed around Kim Kardashian. It'll be no different in Paris today when she faces her alleged attack and tells her story.
Absolutely, Mary. More than 400 journalists have applied for accreditation, but there's room for just 40 in the courthouse, in the courtroom. There will be another room with a transmission live from that courtroom, but only 200 will get in. And they've brought forward the opening hours for both the press and the public because they're anticipating so much interest in this. And Kim Kardashian is going to speak this afternoon on the afternoon session, and it'll be the first time she's spoken in a while about the robbery, but certainly bit of a security headache for the courthouse, which nonetheless is used to having dangerous terrorists, bank robbers, and so they're used to doing this, but not usually around a celebrity.
Mm. The trial has been running now for some weeks. The details of what happened in that hotel room have been well rehearsed. What are we expecting her to say?
Her lawyers say that she was determined to testify in person about the night she was bound and robbed at gunpoint. She could have simply sent a statement, but she wanted to be here. And it's the first time she's spoken in a while about it. She said it traumatized her and she no longer cares about material things in the same way. Now, she said she wanted to face them and speak and say what happened and describe exactly what happened and how it had made her feel. And already one of the robbers has apologized in court. The man who was the lookout said he regretted what he had done because he understood afterwards. And he said, when you steal a lady's purse, it can be traumatic for her. And they stole 9 million euros worth of jewelry, having bound and gagged her and bundled her into the bathroom.
And I'm sure we'll have more on that story throughout the afternoon. That's Elaine Cobb reporting from Paris.